In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Now that President Biden has announced a ban on Russian oil and gas imports to continue putting pressure on that country amid its war with Ukraine, Congressman Fred Upton says the U.S. should do more to produce its own energy. He tells us he can think of a few things that should be done differently.
If President Biden had not cut off Keystone Pipeline, that could be in production as early as next year, but that got stalled. They've been sitting on LNG permits for new drills. Again, that's essential to the economy here in this country. I actually have been to Ukraine twice. Both times we talked about the export of LNG, liquefied natural gas, to our allies, so whether they be in Eastern Europe or Ukraine. These are some of the things that we ought to do.
Upton says the Russian oil ban is a good thing, as the U.S. has to punish Russia as much as it can. Still, he says there have been missteps with energy policy that should be fixed. The U.S. House voted last week to end oil imports from Russia. Benton Harbor is a city in a state of transition. That's a message from Mayor Marks Mohammed, who gave his annual State of the City address on Tuesday. Mohammed said as the city moves into the future, there will be growing pains, and it's important not to leave people behind. He spoke of the city's ongoing lead issues, telling residents the city's mission won't be complete until all lead water lines have been replaced.
The city of Benton Harbor has allocated $33 million to address the lead service line issue in the city of Benton Harbor. We have procured contractors, and they are already on the ground working to remove the lead.
Mohammed also pointed to recent accomplishments, saying the Community and Economic Development Department has grown, new housing developments are coming, the summer youth program has been brought back, and work is underway to fix the streets throughout the city.
We will have a schedule, a monthly schedule and weekly schedule online, and the city manager will be working with him closely to inform the residents when we'll be working and coming to a block near you.
Looking beyond the water crisis, Mohammed said the city will eventually work to help residents replace lead water lines that may be inside their homes, going beyond just the line from the street to the home. He also noted the city has nearly $6 million in federal ARPA funds that will be used for more infrastructure work. Two suspects are in custody following a chase with police in South Haven on Tuesday. The South Haven Police Department says it all started shortly after 12 a.m. when it got a report of retail fraud in progress. Officers responded to the business in question as the suspects were leaving the parking lot. They tried to pull over the suspects, but they took off, leading police on a short chase. Eventually, the vehicle pulled over, and the driver and the passenger ran off on foot in two different directions. They were both caught after a short chase. The merchandise they had stolen included three large televisions with a total value of about $1,500. The driver has been identified as a 25-year-old man from Portage, and he was taken to the Van Buren County Jail on charges of retail fraud and fleeing and eluding. The passenger, a 17-year-old from Kalamazoo, was taken to a juvenile facility on charges of retail fraud and resisting and obstructing. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.